Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I again thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to just come and just share your word, Lord Jesus. Share your encouragement with all my family and friends, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you just bless this word, Lord, that it may be encouraging for those who hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I just want to give you all some scriptures that I will be just coming from today. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, that's on page 1437. 1 John 1, verses 8 through 10. That's on page 1513. John 3:16 on page 1292. Philippians 2, verse 12 and 13. That's on page 1445. Psalm 51. Verses 1 and 2, that's on page, I wrote it down, I believe it's 662. And last is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18 on page 1459. All right. Amen, amen. What is salvation? I ask myself, you all are probably asking as well. Salvation is a preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. Deliverance from sin and its consequences. Christians believe salvation to be brought about by faith in Christ. Salvation can also be called deliverance or redemption. Saving of human beings from sin and its consequences, which include death and separation from God. Now, salvation is not from me or from you or anything we have done, but a gift of God. Salvation is free, a free gift of grace from God. When we accept the gift of salvation, we are justified, made acceptable before, or made right with God. And Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, "For it is by God's grace that you have been saved. You receive it through faith. It was not our plan or our effort. It is God's gift, pure and simple. You didn't earn it. Not one of us did. So don't go around bragging that you must have done something amazing." Excuse me. 1 John 1 and 1. 1 John 1, verses 8 and 10. It says, if we go around bragging we have no sin, then we are fooling ourselves. And we are strangers to the truth. But if we own up to our own sins, God shows us that he is faithful and just by forgiving us of our sins and purifying us from the pollution of all the bad things we have done. If we say we have not sinned, then we depict God as a liar and show that we have not let his word find its way into our hearts. Now, how do we go about receiving salvation? We receive salvation in Christ through repentance and faith. 1 John, it says, we as human beings, we are all human beings and we make mistakes. But through our confessions and our humble heart, God forgives us. While doing my studying, you know, I thought about David. Now, David was said to be a man after God's own heart. And but David also sinned. There was what? Lust, adultery, there was even murder. But in Psalms 51, what did David do? David looked to God and he asked what David said, "Look on me with a heart of mercy, O God, according to your generous love, according to your great compassion. Wipe out every consequence of my shameful crime. Thoroughly wash me inside and out of all my crooked deeds. Cleanse me of my sins." That's what we have to do. We have to go to God, and he will forgive us. We today receive salvation through Christ Jesus. And John 10:9 says, "I am the door." This is Jesus Christ. "I am the door. Anyone who enters through me will be saved and will live forever and will go in and out freely and find positive spiritual security." Now, if we go about it that way, the Lord will forgive us. But that doesn't mean we keep going back, you know, committing those sins, because he forgave us for those sins. When Paul, in Philippians 2:12, Paul wrote, "So now, beloved, obey as you have always done, not only when I am with you, but even more so when I can't be. Continue to work out your salvation with great fear and trembling, because God is energizing you so that you will desire and do what always pleases him." Now, when Paul wrote this, he wasn't saying to the Philippian believers they had to be scared or, you know, work for their salvation. Because remember, you know, salvation is a gift. So they freely receive from God, and it's always inside of them, and it's always inside of us. But remember, faith is, but we have to bring it out through those character traits by faith. And remember, faith is confidence. It is what we hope for and the assurance that the Lord is working even though we cannot see it. Faith knows that no matter what the situation in our lives or someone else's, that the Lord is working it out. Faith is necessary for salvation and grace. And grace enables faith. Through faith, we deepen our relationship with God. Through faith, we experience the joy and love that comes with being part of a community of believers. And in 1 Thessalonians, it tells us to give thanks to God, no matter what our circumstances you find yourself in. This is God's will for all of us. And you, and for all of us and you in Jesus the Anointed. In closing, I just want to remind you all of the words from the song earlier. It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. I have everything that makes salvation complete. I know the work is already done by the power of his blood. I know it's mine, and it belongs to me. And also, we got to remember that for God expressed his love for the world this way. He gave his only son, from John 3:16, that whoever believes in him will not face everlasting destruction, but will have everlasting life. Amen. So it's just remember that salvation is free and a gift from God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to just thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, just want to thank you for the words of encouragement today, Lord Jesus. And just let us be reminded that salvation is free. It's a free gift from you, God. if we confess our sins, Lord, and believe faithfully that you have delivered us from those sins, Lord, that we will have salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.